We all know that on Rosh Hashanah, we are judged. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that there are four times a year the world is judged. On Pesach, we are judged for our tavua, produce. Shavuos, we are judged on Peres HaIlan, on the fruits of the trees. Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Olam Ovrin Lefanav Kebnei Maron. All the people of the world pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu one by one. And on Chag, on Sukkot, we are judged for water, for rain. So there are four times a year that there's judgment, and on Rosh Hashanah is when people are being judged. So we know we're being judged on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara goes on to say that there's a Braisa, everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah. The Gezar Din is sealed on Yom Kippur. Everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah. But the Din is not finished. It may be recorded, but it's not sealed. It's not sealed until Yom Kippur. And that gives us the Aser Simei Tshuva to do whatever we can to take care of the Gezar Din. If the Gezar Din isn't sealed yet, there's still room to amend it. And this is what we say in the Nesana Tokif Tefillah, Rosh Hashanah Yekasevun, Yom Tzom Kippur Yechasemun. On Rosh Hashanah it is inscribed, it is written, but the Gezar Din is not sealed. The Chasima waits until Yom Kippur. Now, there is another passage in the Gemara a little later, also very well known, but it's at odds with what we just said. The Gemara brings later, Rav Kuspidoi said, in the name of Yochanan, Shlosha Svarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. There are three books that are opened in Rosh Hashanah. There's one book of Rishoyim Gemurin, one for the Rishoyim, Echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurin, one for Tzadikim, Ve'echad Shel Benonim, and one for people who are neither Tzadik nor Rasha. The Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtavim V'Nechtamim La'alter L'chaim. The Tzadik Gemur is inscribed and sealed immediately for life. Rishom Gemurim Nechtavim V'Nechtamim La'alter L'misa. The Rasha Gemur is signed and sealed immediately for death. Beinonim Teluyim V'Omdim. The person who is neither Tzadik nor Rasha is suspended Mirosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Zachu, if they merit Nechtom L'Chaim, they'll be written for Chaim. Lo Zachu Nechtom L'Misa, if not, they are written for Misa. So this passage says that in Rosh Hashanah, there are three groups of people. There are the Tzadikim, and the Tzadikim are inscribed and sealed right then and there for Chaim. There's another Sefer for Rishoyim, and Rishoyim are signed and sealed L'Misa. And the Beinonim, the people who are neither Tzadik nor Rasha, their Sefer is open, but they don't get inscribed. They don't even get inscribed, they don't even get sealed. Nothing is done for them until Yom Kippur. At that point, if they're Zoyche, they'll be inscribed for Chaim. If not, they are inscribed for Misa. The Rambam says, if they do Tshuva, they'll be inscribed for Chaim, they'll be sealed for Chaim, and if they do not do Tshuva, for Misa. So this is at odds with the previous Maamar Chazal. The original Maamar Chazal we said is, on Rosh Hashanah, everyone is inscribed, and nobody is sealed. On Yom Kippur, the Gezar Din is sealed. Rosh Hashanah Yechasevun, and Yom Tzom Kippur Yechasevun. The inscription is on Rosh Hashanah, and the sign, the sealing of the signature, the sealing is, the completion of the Gezar Din is Yom Kippur. Here we're saying, it depends. Tzadikim are signed and sealed right away. The Rishoyim are signed and sealed right away. Only the Beinoni is suspended, and he's not even written in. The other Gemara said everyone is written in. No one is sealed till later. Here, no, the Beinoni is not even written in until later on, till Yom Kippur. So this is a problem. This is a machlokas, the two various Maamar Chazal. And there's another question that many ask on the second piece. The Gemara says that the Tzadikim are immediately written and sealed for Chaim. The Rishonim are immediately written and sealed for Misa, but we all know, the Rishonim asked the question, there are Tzadikim who pass away, there are Rishonim who do not. So what does that mean? What does that mean that the tzaddikim are inscribed for Chayim if in fact we know that they die, and Rishayim are inscribed for Misa if many do not die. So what does that mean? So we find two approaches in the Rishonim how to explain this point. One approach is brought in the commentary of the Ran. He quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya. He also quotes the Ramban in his Sefer HaGemul, where they explain that when the Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah the tzaddikim gemurim are signed and sealed immediately for life, they're not referring to a person who is a tzaddik. And when it says a rasha is signed and sealed for Misa, it's not referring to a person who's a rasha. We are not defining the person at all. What we are defining is the din. In this din, he may be found a tzaddik and he's signed and sealed right now. Or in this din, he may be found to be a rasha and signed and sealed for Misa. But it is not defining the person. So when it says that tzaddik is nechtav and nechtam la'al to l'chayim, it doesn't mean he's a tzaddik. It could be a rasha. But in his din, in his judgment, he came out okay. And when it says the Rishon or Nechta v'Nechtam right now for me, it doesn't mean the person's a Rosh, it could be a Tzaddik. But in his din, it was a Tzaddik, he would die. That's how Ramban wants to learn, and those Rishonim. That it's not referring to the person, it's referring to his specific case. In his specific case, some are decided right now for good, some are decided right now not for good, and then you have the Beini who waits. Tosfos, on the page in the Gemara, does not look like this. Tosfos says that when the Gemara tells us the book of Tzaddikim is opened and they're inscribed for Chaim, even though Tzaddikim die, it's not referring to Olam Hazeh. It's not referring to what's going to happen this year. It's referring to Olam Haba. What is this person's station in Olam Haba? The Tzaddik is signed and sealed for Chaim. That means he's a ben Olam Haba. He's going to get Olam Haba. The Rasha is signed and sealed for Misa. He's not. He's not going to get Olam Haba. And the person who's neither Tzaddik nor Rasha has to wait until Yom Kippur to decide what's going to be his fate. But we're not discussing what's happening in Olam Hazeh. We're discussing Olam Haba. So, of course, a tzaddik who's a ben olam haba might die during the year, and a rasha who's not a ben olam haba might survive the year. That's not what the mishpat is. The mishpat's not talking about Olam Hazeh. The mishpat's talking about Olam Haba. There are a number of questions on this approach, and one of the more obvious questions is, what difference does it make right now? Why are we doing this now? Why can't we wait when a person dies? He'll be judged. Does he go to Olam Haba? Doesn't he go to Olam Haba? That's when you decide. Then it's relevant. Why is it relevant now on Rosh Hashanah to decide if someone's a ben olam haba or not? And the Svarim teach us that what Tosfos is telling us is that it makes a very big difference right now if the person's a ben olam haba or not. Because the way the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to prepare the year ahead depends on his ruchnius status. It's a judgment of ruchnius, Tosfos says. Is he a ben olam haba or not? If he's on a ruchnius level and he deserves olam haba, now let's deal with his gashmius. What does he need for this year? If the person on a ruchnius level is not a ben olam haba, then the Ribbono Shel Olam may have a different way of gauging his gashmius for this year. So you can have a tzaddik, and he's a ben olam haba, so okay, now what are we going to do for this ben olam haba? What's his olam hazeh going to be like? What's the gashmius going to be like? And sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam will give him whatever he needs to do his mission on this earth. Because ultimately, the din of Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah all about? Rosh Hashanah is about malchus. Rosh Hashanah is about proclaiming Hashem's malchus in the world, recognizing Hashem melech, l'malchusu b'kol mashallah. We daven for the day that Yeda kol pa'ul ki ato pa'alto, Yovan kol yetzur ki ato yetzarto, we're diving for the day that everyone will know, the whole world will know, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is melech malchusa b'kol mashallah. So, the theme of the Yontif is malchus shemayim. Okay, in Hashem's kingdom, where does this person stand? Is he an ambassador of the melech? Is he doing things that brings covet to the malchus? Does this person's life reflect Kavod Shemayim? Does he make a Kiddush Hashem at work, at school, in the street, in the grocery store? How does he behave? What kind of person is this in the realm of Hashem's Malchus? And if this person is deemed to be a good ambassador, then when we have to requisition for the next year, let's give him whatever he needs. We want him, he's doing a good job, let's keep it going. Let's give him panos, let's give him gesunt, let's give him shaduchim, let's give him whatever it is. Whatever he needs or she needs to continue to do a good job, so let's give them that thing. And if Chas v'Shalom, a person does not do well on his performance review, and they take a look and say, no, doesn't really do such a good job in representing the Malchus Shemayim, and doesn't make such a Kiddush Hashem, and doesn't Marbe Kvod Shemayim, so then maybe it's a waste of our efforts and resources to provide for that person. That's a pretty scary thought. So the Svarim teaches us that even a person who themselves might not be such a great ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam, you also have a chance of being Zoche B'din by being a helper for one who is an ambassador. I myself don't do such a good job, but I will help those who do. I will support the yeshivas. I'll give money. I'll help with the chesed organization. I'll do things. I can't do it myself. I'm not the best person on my own, but I associate with good people. I help good people. I help them do their job. So that's also good. Okay, you know, not everyone could be the ambassador. You need a whole staff to help the ambassador. So that's also good. Fine. If they help the ambassador, that's great. But if they're neither a good ambassador, nor do they help those who are good ambassadors, that's a pretty sad situation. So that's how we look at the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is reflected in, is this person a Belem Habal? And if the person is a Belem Habal, so now let's give them what they need. And if the person is not a Belem Habal, so it'll be different. Now, there's no question, there are some times that people who are big tzaddikim have difficulties in this world, and they suffer in this world, and things are not easy for them in this world. That's also from the Ribono Shel Olam. That's also part of Hashem's Mishpat. Sometimes people do things that need to rectify. Ein tzaddik b'aretz yilas ha'tov v'liyachatov. There's no such thing as a person who's perfect. People do things that are wrong. So the Ribono Shel Olam wants to make sure that the tzaddik who's a ben olam haba will not have to suffer any consequences for anything he did wrong in the next world, so he suffers in this world. So sometimes, because he's a ben olam haba, it'll be decided that he should suffer in this year to cover up, take care of any chatoyim that maybe need to be dealt with. And sometimes you have a Rosh who's not a ben olam haba, and he did some good things in his life. And the Ribono Shel Olam wants to make sure that in the next world there's nothing left for him good. So the Ribono Shel Olam will give him lots of good things in this world. And he'll have a big house and fancy car and expensive vacations and on and on. And that's the schar for the good things he did. And when he leaves this world, he has nothing but his averus. So the fact that a person is deemed a ben olam haba does not guarantee that his olam hazeh will be great. It could be there'll be suffering. And the fact that someone is not a ben olam haba is not a guarantee that he'll suffer in this world. Maybe his suffering will be in the next world. In this world, there won't be any suffering at all. So that's all part of the calculation. So that's how Tosis understands of Kuspadoi, that it comes Rosh Hashanah, that Tzaddik and Gemurim are written and sealed immediately, L'chaim, and that means they're Ben Olam Haba. And as a Ben Olam Haba, the Mishpat will be determined. What are we going to do for this person because he's a Ben Olam Haba, and through the decision about his Ruchnius will come out a decision about his Gashmius. And the same is true about the Rasha. The Beini, it's up in the air, it's undecided, and that's going to have to wait until Yom Kippur. So that is the two approaches to explain it of Kuspidoi. Either you're going to learn like the Ramban, that it's not defining the Tzaddik or defining the Rosh, but rather specifically referring to this specific din. Does it come out of Tzaddik in this din or a Rosh in this din? Or, learn like Tosfos, it's defining the person on a Ruchnius level, on an Olam Habodik sense, and that will then give us the ability to understand, or the Ribono Shel Olam will decide based on that, what will be his Mishpat for this year. That's how Tosfos learns. But again, this is at odds with the previous Maamar Chazal that said, everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah, everyone. No difference here at Tzaddik, Rosh, or Benini. And everyone is sealed in Yom Kippur. So that is seemingly irreconcilable with this particular Maamar. De Vilna Gaon has an approach to explain these two Gemaras, that they are not in conflict with each other. The Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says that when you greet someone on Rosh Hashanah night, you wish them L'shana Tova, Tikasev. That's the language of the Ramah. L'shana Tova, Tikasev. And if you're looking, you're a siddur, machzer, for Noshim is Techasvi, right? Feminine. L'shana Tova, Tikasev. The Magen Avraham says, some people don't stop there. They go, L'shana Tova, Tikasev, V'sei Chasev. Some keep going, La'al Tochana Tova, Shalom. But the Ramah just says, L'shana Tova, Tikasev. The Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, says that the language of the Ramah is precise. On Rosh Hashanah, you only say L'shana Tova Tikasev. You do not say V'sei Chasem, because there's no Chasima on Rosh Hashanah. Nothing is sealed in Rosh Hashanah. B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevon. B'Yom Sam Kippur Yikasevon. On Rosh Hashanah, it's inscribed. On Yom Kippur, it's sealed. Nothing is sealed on Rosh Hashanah. So why are you saying V'sei Chasem? Let's say L'shana Tova, take a save. And that's what the Gemara begins by saying, Hakol Nidon in Rosh Hashanah. The Gezar Din is Nechtam B'Yom Kippur. Everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah and is inscribed on Rosh Hashanah, and the Din is sealed on Yom Kippur. So you wish people L'shana Tova, take a safe. The Magen Avraham says, why don't you say V'sei Chasem? We saw if Kisvadoi said, Sadikim Gemurim, or Nechtav V'Nechtam on Rosh Hashanah, L'tov. So don't you want to wish someone to be inscribed and sealed for good? The Vilna Gaon says no. The Ramah who says L'shana Tova, take a safe, is based on the Gemara that on Rosh Hashanah everyone is written. No one is sealed. On Yom Kippur, we're sealed. What do you do with the other Gemara? Amar of Kuspidoi. Shlosha Svarim Niftachim. There are three books. There's a book of Tzaddikim, book of Rishonim, the book of the Beinim. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's talking about Olam Haba. Like Tosfos. That's talking about Olam Haba. That's nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. What the Vilna Gaon is saying is that on Rosh Hashanah, there's a determination of a person's Ben Olam Haba or not. Is he a Ben Olam Haba? Is he a Tzaddik? Is he not a Ben Olam Haba? Is he a Rasha or a Beinoni? But there's also a second judgment about your Olam Hazeh. And that's what the Gemara says. Everyone is inscribed in Rosh Hashanah. Everyone is sealed on Yom Kippur. That's talking about Olam Hazeh. And in Olam Hazeh, for the Olam Hazeh Din, we wish people the Shana Tova, take a safe. You should have a good year in Olam Hazeh. To understand this Vilna Gaon a little sharper, we don't wish people to be a Ben Olam Haba or not a Ben Olam Haba. We wish they should have a good Olam Hazeh. And the word Tova, L'shana Tova Tikasev, even the word L'shana Tova, for a good year, Svarim say, it can't apply to Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not L'shana. And even Tova. Either you're Ben Olam Haba, you're not Ben Olam Haba, it's Tova. A good Olam Haba, not a good Olam Haba. I think Olam Haba is good. Olam Haba is Olam Haba. We don't use the term Tova in the context of Olam Haba. Tova is what we talk about Olam L'shana Tova. You should have a good year in Olam Hazeh. L'shana Tova, take a safe. But Rosh Hashanah, take a safe. The Olam Hazeh then is written on Rosh Hashanah for everyone. Everyone's written Rosh Hashanah. The Tzaddik, the Rosh, the Bain, it's all written Rosh Hashanah. But nothing is sealed for anybody when it comes to Olam Hazeh. On Yom Kippur, it's sealed for Olam Hazeh. And when you think about the Nesana Tokif, Mi Yichye, Mi Yamus, Mi this, that's all Olam Hazeh. That's not discussing Olam Haba. That's discussing what's going to be this year. So we say, B'Rosh Hashanah Yikasevon, B'Yom Yom Kippur Yichasevon. That's Olam Hazeh. What's going to be this year in this world, in the Gashmiistic world? What's going to be? That's written for everyone on Rosh Hashanah and sealed for everyone on Yom Kippur. What's going to be Olam Habodik? Is this person Olam Habodik? Is he a Tzaddik? That's the next Gemara. Tzaddik and Gemurim are written and sealed right away in Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh Hagamor is written and sealed right away in Rosh Hashanah. And the Beni waits for Yom Kippur. But that's only in regard to what's going to be Olam Habadik. But for Olam Hazeh, everyone is written in Rosh Hashanah. Everyone is sealed in Yom Kippur. The Ramchal says, and this is Meduyuk in the language, it's such a nuance in the words. When we daven the Yeseres Mitzvah, we have four additions to the first two brachos, the last two brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. The Ga'onim added certain lines that we say, Zachreinu L'chaim, Chavetzachaim, Chasveinu B'sefer Achaim, L'manach L'kimchaim, right? Then Michamoch Avach, right? So, then at the end, Ukasoiv L'chaim, what's the next word?
Tovim.
We never said Tovim yet. In Zachreinu, there's no Tov. Zachreinu L'chaim, L'chavetzachaim, Chasveinu B'sefer Achaim, L'manach L'kimchaim. No word Tov. No Tov. Kasov, right? And in the Sefer, all these things. So they say the first two refer to the Olam Habadik Mishpat. The last two refer to the Olam Hazadik. In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we're referring to the Olam Habadik concept. So Chreinu L'chaim, I should be in the Sefer HaChaim. The Sefer HaChaim is the Sefer Tzaddik and Gemurim. The second half, the last two, in the Brachos of Odod, the Shemoneh Esrei, there we talk about Chaim Tova. That's Olam Hazeh. The first two are not asking for Olam Hazeh. The first two are talking about my status in Olam Haba. So for the Tzaddik, it's already the Tzaddik Rosh Hashanah. For the Beini, he's got to keep saying that because he has to leave Kippur. The last two, when we talk about a good year, that's Olam Hazeh. That's already Olam Hazedek. That's not Olam Habadik. We don't talk about good and good years when you talk about Olam Haba. Sefer Chaim, yes, Sefer Chaim, you talk about. That's the Sefer of Tzaddikim. And Chasam Sefer Mesim is Sefer of the Rishon. Again, not defining if he'll die or live, but what his status is. But when it comes to the idea of adding Tov, good, that's only Olam Hazedek, only in this world. That's only Olam Hazedek, and that's the end. So, the question then is, we've reconciled the two different statements of Chazal, that everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah, the Gezeirah Din Yom Kippur, referring to Olam Hazeh. What's going to be this year? And that's no difference, Tzaddik, Beni, Rosha, everyone's written on Rosh Hashanah, Sinai Yom Kippur. Which is a good thing, because you have a Seir Simei Tshuva to try to tweak and mend whatever it's going to be. Whatever is going to come to the Tzaddik, he also wants a good Olam Hazeh. We don't want Yisur, we don't want suffering. And whatever status the person's in, he wants a good year. So we have a Seir Simei Tshuva to work on that. So for Olam Hazeh, everything's written on Rosh Hashanah, nothing is sealed until Yom Kippur. As far as the person's status, where is his ranking? Is he a Ben Olam Haba or not? So there we have the division of Tzaddik, Rosh Hashanah. Then on Rosh Hashanah, we already determined that Tzaddik Gomor is already in the Sefer HaChaim, he is inscribed in the Book of Tzaddikim. He's a Ben Olam Haba. The Rasha is already in the Sefer HaMeisim. And the Beini is suspended. Nothing's decided yet because he's in between until Yom Kippur. So why is it that when it comes to Olam Hazeh, everyone's in the same boat? Everyone's written in Rosh Hashanah and sealed Yom Kippur. And when it comes to Olam Haba, we could already decide for the Tzaddik or Rosh right away on Rosh Hashanah. Why can't we decide to Olam Hazeh also on Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we make the same division? Why don't we do the same kind of mishpat? That for the Olam Habadik, it's going to be decided right now. For Olam Hazeh, we'll wait till Yom Kippur. So either both wait till Yom Kippur, both wait, do right now. So I saw an explanation from David Cohn. Shivan Eretz Yisrael. And he says, you have to understand that the decision and determination of who's a Ben Olam Haba and who's not isn't actually a trial with a judgment. Your actions speak for themselves. The Sefer Hachayim of the tzaddik is written by the tzaddik. He writes his own book. His mitzvahs are recorded. There's nothing to judge. It's there in front of you. And Chas V'Shalom by the Rasha, he wrote his own book as well. No one is sitting and judging and determining and deciding. His actions speak for themselves. The only thing that needs to be judged is what are we going to do about his year? What is Olmazeh going to be like? Okay, we have to judge that. And therefore, we'll sit in the Kisei Adin, call by Olam, Oivin Lefanav Klei Beiron, everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the din is written on Rosh Hashanah, but not sealed until Yom Kippur. But as far as his status, the Ruchniyah status, is he a Tzaddik Ben Olam Haba, is he a Rosh or not, that's not really a judgment. It's kind of a done deal. It's just a matter of let's open the book that he wrote and let's see what it says. And it's a fascinating exactness of the language. There are three books that are opened on Rosh Hashanah. One of Rishon Gemurim, one of Tzaddik Gemurim, one of Beinim. The Tzaddik Gemurim are written and sealed the Atul Chaim. The Rosh is Nechtav and Nechtav Atul Misa. Beinim Kalva Omid. They asked the question, why is the book of the Beinli opened? We're not doing anything. We're not even writing nothing. Nothing has to Yom Kippur. The answer is, when we say the three books are opened, we're saying, let's look at what he did this year. It's not a matter of judging him. Like the actions speak for themselves. He wrote his own book. So the books open up. This one's a Bel Hamabal. This one's not. And the Beinli, look at his book. He's right in the middle. He's right in the middle. He's like halfway here, halfway there, halfway between Olam Haba, halfway to the other place. He's in the middle. But the books are niftachim. The books are open, and let's see. This is self-determination almost. In other words, basically, he decides for himself, not that he's in Shemayim looking at it, but he wrote the book. It's his book. It's his journal. So it's all his meisim. There's really no mishpat, he says. This is not the din. We say that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. He says it's not referring to the Olam Haba aspect. That's not so much a din. Just, let's look at the facts. Where is he? What does the book say? What's in his journal? What's in his book? Either he's a Bel Hamabal or he's not, or he's right in the middle. The din component is what's going to be with his year. What's going to happen this year? Mi yichyeh, mi yamus, mi yitaref, mi yishalev, mi yisaseh. The whole insanity. What's going to happen to him this year? That's a mishpat. That's a din. So in Rosh Hashanah, he's being judged based on his ruchnius. We determine his gashmius, like we said before. That doesn't change. Based on how he is and who he is on the ruchnius level determines what's going to be on the gashmius level. But the actual din is only on the Olam Hazeh level. That's what the din is. So on Rosh Hashanah, Yechaseh, on Rosh Hashanah, it's written. And in Yom Kippur, Yechaseh, in Yom Kippur, it's sealed. So because of this, the Vilna Gaon says, there's no point to say V'sei Chaseim in Rosh Hashanah. All you say is Rosh Hashanah Tovah Tikkun Seif. The Olam Haba's calculation is a fact. It is what it is. And the idea of Tova doesn't even apply. Shana Tova doesn't apply to Olam Haba. That's not Olam Haba way of talking. You don't talk like that for Olam Haba. You could say, Shabrin, B'Sefer HaChaim. Yeah, Sefer HaChaim. So B'Sefer HaChaim. But B'Sefer Chaim Tovim? That's the rate of Olam Hazeh. Once you get the Chaim Tovim, Shana Tova, as soon as you get that Tova in there, you're talking about this world, for sure. It's the Olam Hazeh. So that's how the Vilna Gaon explains these two Mamar Chazal. That there is a determination, not so much a din, but an evaluation of where he's at in Olam HaBadik. There's going to be a judgment on the Olam Hazeh. That judgment of Olam Hazeh occurs in Rosh Hashanah, and it's inscribed in Rosh Hashanah. But it's not going to be sealed until Yom Kippur. And it makes no difference if you're a tzaddik, or a beni, or a rasha. You're all together being judged on Rosh Hashanah, and all being sealed on Yom Kippur. And again, this is from the Chastei Hashem that we have, the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, to improve ourselves, to correct this Gezar Din, that it should be sealed for good. Everyone asks the question, why does Rosh Hashanah come before Yom Kippur? Shouldn't Yom Kippur come before Rosh Hashanah? Don't you want to make yourself a tzaddik first and then get judged? Why are we getting judged? And then let's do tshuva now. Like, isn't it too late? Isn't it out of order? So we've always said simply that you cannot have Yom Kippur until you have Rosh Hashanah, because unless you know who you sinned against and what your crimes were, you can't do tshuva. You have to first recognize there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge. Oh, now you tell me. Okay, so like, did I do things against the Melech? You have to understand the framework of the Mishpat. Then you understand that, we can feel sorry for what we've done against Malchus Shemayim. You have to have Rosh Hashanah first. Yom Kippur that Rosh Hashanah is not Yom Kippur. You have to have Rosh Hashanah first. What are you doing tshuva from? You have to first recognize Malchus Shemayim. So in Rosh Hashanah, we embrace the Malchus Shemayim. We proclaim the Malchus Shemayim. And then we start there. Okay, so now, do I live up to being a subject of Malchus Shemayim? Am I an ambassador of Malchus Shemayim? Do I have Marba Kavod Shemayim? And if not, I'll do tshuva. So you have to have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. The way we're explaining now, the din of Rosh Hashanah is not done on Rosh Hashanah. The fact that Yom Kippur comes second, you don't lose out. Because for everyone, the din of Olam Hazeh is not complete until Yom Kippur. So it's not like you lose out that Rosh Hashanah is first. Rosh Hashanah comes first. We proclaim Malchus Shemayim. We recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're being judged based on our past record. When we come to reflect on our past record, then we realize maybe we are not as good as we could have been. So we work on that and say, I submit tshuva. We come to Yom Kippur and we do tshuva. And the din that will be sealed will hopefully be for tov, for good. So the fact that we have this Eretz Yisrael Tshuva leading up to Yom Kippur gives us the ability to alter that which was inscribed on Rosh Hashanah. That which is inscribed on Rosh Hashanah is not a done deal. It's not done yet. For the Mishpat of Olam Hazeh is not decided on Rosh Hashanah. It's written, but there's still chance for that to be changed. And that's our responsibility. So when we come to the Avodah of Yom Neroyim, so we have to realize a number of things are going on. First of all, comes Rosh Hashanah, and we are being evaluated based on our past, if we are in the realm of the Tzaddikim, or Chas V'Shalom not. And then there's also going to be a decision about what our Olam Hazeh looks like next year. And then in the course of the Sesame Tshuva, we work on Tshuva, and comes Yom Kippur, we do Tshuva and Yom Kippur, to conclude this Mishpat, the Chasima should be the Tova. But that is how they explain, again, when you daven, think about the words you're saying. So when we talk about Chaim and Sefer Chaim without Tova, that's talking about our Olam Haba status. And at the end of daven, Chaim Tovim, Sefer Chaim, and all these things, so that is already Olam Hazeh. That's the Olam Hazeh tefillos. So we break it up to Olam Haba in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and Olam Hazeh at the end. I just want to conclude by saying, I know plenty of people have a minig that they will wish people the Shana Tova to say Vesech Hasein. The Magen Avraham says Vesech Hasein. Because in his mind, why not wish people to be signed and sealed in the book of Tzaddik and Gemur? The Olam Habodik Cheshman should also be in the Sefer Tzaddikim. So it's true, the Shana Tova part may not be apropos, because Shana Tova is not doing like Olam Haba. But we're saying, L'shana Tova, take a save, you should be inscribed for a good year in Olam Hazeh. V'sei Chaseim, we also wish you should be in the Sefer Tzaddikim. The Chasima should be today, as far as the Olam Habodik, that you should be in that book too. So it's like, maybe it's a double bracha. One for the Olam Hazeh part, and one for the Olam Habod part. The way the Vilna Gaon says, just V'sei Chaseim. So again, what people do, the minig, I'm not here to change Minhagim, but just to understand the two Maamar Chazal, and understand how Vilna Gaon learns the Avoda, what's happening, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So that's how he explains it, that there's two things going on, the Ruchnius evaluation on Olam Haba, and the physical, what's going to be this year, what's going to be this year ahead of us. And whenever we daven the Shana, or wish someone, the Shana Tova, or Chaim Tovim, that means in the Olam Hazeh of the year ahead of us. So, Shalom HaKasiv, Chasim HaTova, and Mes Hashem, we will meet after Rosh Hashanah.